from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it. Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... They're stickers. Yeah. My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Hour number two of the Hot Corner right here on 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, YouTube for the kids, oh no, Twitch for the kids, that's where the kids are nowadays.
I think some are still on YouTube.
And also the Odyssey app, hour number one of the show, you can get it on any of the podcast apps, whether that's the Odyssey app or Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts or...
Going up right now.
Anywhere you get your podcasts, as the kids say. Like, subscribe, smash that subscribe button.
5-star rating on the podcast.
Yep, yep. Do all that stuff. Show some love. We're hanging out here, hour number two. And boy... how things can change in just a week.
Hoo-hoo-wee.
I was sitting in that chair over there saying the Mariners are going to keep service through the season and that they won't fire Scott Service. They'll play it out. They'll see if they can somehow pull themselves out of this hole that they're in. And boy, this music had a much different meaning last week.
It did. I played it as a joke. Now I'm playing it because I'm effing fired up.
Patrick wondered if we were ever going to talk about this team again this season, which, I mean, come on, we should have known that that was not going to be the case.
He really was out on the Mariners even a week before that, too. Even a week before Scott Service got fired, I don't know if you all remember that show, he officially returned his fandom to the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in the next segment about how that probably wasn't a wise decision. But don't look now. You're Mariners. My Mariners, not my Mariners.
No.
But they are
they can
now
be if you want.
Just 3.5 games back.
Technically 3 right now.
3 the because the Astros lost today, correct?
They lost 5-0 to the Phillies.
Yeah. You got to thank the Phillies for winning two games. You got to thank my Orioles for taking two out of three in dramatic fashion over the weekend. But the Mariners, and this was something, I think they got the stat wrong on the broadcast, so I had to go and look it back up. But over the weekend, the Mariners gained a game on the Astros for the first time in a month.
That is true.
Like, it had been literally since July, like, 28th or something.
No, it had been since, like, August 3rd that they had not won a game the day that the Astros lost. It was really bad.
A long time.
Almost a long time.
And I think before that, it was, like, June 28th or something that they had gained a game. So it has just been a free fall.
Futility.
But then here comes Dan Wilson.
Oh, my God.
The best manager in Mariners history, or a best catcher, rather, in Mariners history.
I think you're making
right now,
a
he has the best
statement.
Winning percentage in Mariners manager history.
Yes, he does.
They are 3-1 in his short stint as the Mariners manager. And my God, I can't believe that we're doing this.
What, like you're surprised by the nostalgia play? You're just surprised by the catcher?
No, that we're like, hey man, I think we got a shot. Like we cannot give up hope.
Well, okay.
Now, granted, five games with 32-33, that's like not insurmountable. So I get it. Like can change quickly. But,
exactly.
But just with how the season has been going, how the last two, three months have been going for this team, and all it takes is for like a weekend series for Mariners fans and for this area to be like, I think we got a shot, fellas.
Bro, if they had the same 3-run record since Friday under Scott Service, the fans would not be feeling as good, let me tell you. There is a little bit of a nostalgia factor here, Joe, and there are a lot of fans questioning why Dan Wilson was just given the managerial gig as opposed to being the interim. I actually like what Jerry DePoto did here. He was up against the wall, right? His ass is as close to the wall in the corner as it can be as Mariners president right now. In my opinion, I think he only traded for Rosarena and Justin Turner at the deadline and his two relief pitchers because everything that he had put together up to that point had failed. And he finally had to admit and maybe sneak a little bit over his hubris that, okay, I was wrong here. I was dead wrong. So didn't want to make these trades in the offseason, have to make them now. Thank God he did, but I look at this move as something that he had to do in his mind to save his job. This whole nostalgia play, Joe, it was like a break open in case of emergency, kind of like axe out in the hallway, right? It was like this plan in Jerry DePoto's back pocket in case things got really bad. And what do you do if you want to keep fans buying tickets, keep them buying jerseys, keep selling concessions? Well, you do some nostalgia. You bring somebody in that's going to make them feel good. But it's more than that. I don't think that a month from now, a month and a half from now, Joe, with all the managerial candidates that will be out there, like you're looking at Joe Maddon. You're looking at, oh, I see some success. The Orioles hitting. They beating the Dodgers now.
Yep, 2-run bomb. Ramon Urias.
Hell yeah. You're looking at Joe Maddon. There's a first or third base coach for the Dodgers. I mean, Gabe Kapler is probably going to be in on some interviews after losing his Giants job a year ago. None of these names really ruffle my skirt. And if you're talking about a guy coming in, trying to learn the organization, all new, never been there before, as opposed to Danny Wilson, and you asked me in the break if he's, you know, just been sitting on his couch or if he's been involved in the organization. Joe, he's been there. He's been in spring training. He's been helping develop programs in the minor leagues for different pitchers and hitters. He's been working specifically with different major league players on programs as well. And it's a lot easier for the guys like J.P. Crawford and Julio Rodriguez to go from Scott Service to somebody super familiar in Dan Wilson. And my last kind of wrap-up statement about this is that it's nice to see some fire in the dugout now. It's nice to see some excitement. That first win on Friday when they came back from a 5-1 deficit to beat the Giants in 10 innings, Dan Wilson was freaking out. He was stoked. I didn't see Scott Service that happy during the playoffs. So I think that this attitude is exactly what the Mariners needed going forward. Not such a huge fan of Jerry DePoto, but I like the move. And I love Dan Wilson as the Mariners manager, not just because I'm a huge Mariners fan. I think it is smart.
Well, I do like former catchers as managers. I think that is somewhat of a trend. Like they're the quote-unquote quarterback of the team out there in the field.
I think there's six catcher managers right now. Yeah. And let me say there were six before Dan Wilson got hired because Scott Service was a major league catcher. So there weren't any more or less. before this move was made.
So what you're telling me is they're going to make the playoffs.
I have a good feeling, man. I mean, it's a little...
Again, that all it takes, baby, is just a four-game stretch and firing the manager.
But
and now we're back on the horse.
Also, it's seeing Dan Wilson and my favorite player of all time, Edgar Martinez, back in the dugout for them, Joe. Come on.
But
Joe, if you're telling me that your Orioles are 5.5 down and Cal Ripken Jr. and Brady Anderson come and take the helm for the last month of the season, you tell me they're not going to add some stank to that dugout. Out. They're not going to add some piss and vinegar. The Mariners are playing more gritty now in just the last five games than they ever did under Scott Servais.
But this is what I see in like every sport with like, especially like football, where they hire or they fire a coach and they get the interim in there and then they win their next game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like the new voice is nice, but then you have, I don't know, a night like tonight where Jeffrey Springs as a one hitter going through six innings right now.
Oh, and that's fair, dude. It's not totally fixed. I think on Saturday the Mariners had a dozen strikeouts. They have
and
nine
we have
so
Edgar
far tonight
as the hitting coach for like 3 years, and
I mean, they were actually top five in offense during those 4 year stretch. It was 2015 to 2018. During that 4 year stretch, I believe they were fourth in batting average, OPS, and slugging. They actually hit under Edgar. They're going to hit under Edgar again. I think I saw Mitch Garver. Somebody tweeted out a picture of him with Edgar in the cage before yesterday's game getting some work in.
And now he's batting 190.
No, he's still batting .164. But Dan Wilson will not play him unless it's at backup catcher. So,
well, they have scored, in that first win against the Giants, six runs, lost the next game scoring three, scored four in the next one, and scored five against the Rays yesterday.
They got some hot hitters right now. Jorge Polanco in the last month is hitting like .260 with eight bombs. Luke Raley's hitting almost .280 in the last month. Julio back from the IL hitting again. Leo Rivas at the plate for him right now. He's been a nice spark. I'd call him the Jose Caballero of 2024. They've got some pieces, all right? And
they've had some pieces this whole season.
No, but they've got some pieces now under a new manager that will give the message differently, that will make the vibe in the clubhouse a lot
different. Hey, you guys sucked. I'm here. Stop sucking.
Pretty much. Hey, if you got that message from Cal Ripken Jr. and you're an Orioles player, Joe, how would you feel? Be a little fired up, right?
All right, I want to wrap up this Mariners conversation in the next segment with some things that I think would leave you encouraged about how the season could finish up. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the Mariners blew their division lead, and we are on the verge of another team about to do the same thing. We get to that next here, Hot Quarter, 10 of the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we got some remaining schedules to go over because this could maybe get your Mariners pants a little bit more tight over there.
Oh, I was looking at this on my new podcast, Believe in Mariners. Please go check it out. Doing that for a digital media company. Excited. But yeah, the schedule for the M's looks pretty flush the next couple of weeks.
Where was it here? Here you go. Fifth easiest remaining schedule in the MLB.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
They will play the Yankees 3 games. They will play the Padres 2 games. And then they will have a series against the Astros September 23rd through September 25th. Their second to last series in the season. That one will be in Houston. But those are the 3 current playoff teams that are on their schedule. For Houston, they have the 10th hardest remaining schedule left in the MLB.
I like that.
They have lost the first 2 games of their series to the Phillies. They have 1 more game against them tomorrow. 4 games against the Royals. That starts this Thursday. The Royals, one of the hottest teams in the major leagues since basically the halfway point of the season, especially since the All-Star break. That will start on Thursday, roll through the weekend. Then they will have 3 games versus Arizona next weekend and 3 games against Padres, the 2 hottest teams in the National League since the All-Star break. I want to say the Arizona Diamondbacks have the best record since July 1st. And then they will have a 3-game set against the Mariners, as I mentioned, second to last series of the year. And then their last series of the year will be against the Cleveland Guardians, who are currently at this moment at the stage of the game that they are in. They are currently the division leader. So the Mariners, much easier schedule than the Astros. The Astros, not only are they playing against multiple playoff teams, they're playing against a lot of really hot teams.
Yeah, they are.
Super hot. Royals, Arizona, and the Padres. Those are 3 of the best teams in the MLB currently as it stands as far as how they are playing. Looking at some of the the records since the All-Star break or against since July 1st. I went July 1st is what I was looking at earlier today because that is closer to kind of like the midpoint of the season as far as records go. The Phillies have one of the worst records in the MLB as far as division leaders go. The Orioles and the Yankees, those are 2 teams that have been battling for the AL East. Doesn't seem like either of them want to win it right now. And then, the last series of the season that the Astros play is against the Cleveland Guardians. And at this moment in time, they are leading the division by 1 game.
Tiny, tiny lead.
We are going into the 9th inning of the Royals versus the Guardians. This game got delayed. This game started at like 3:40, I want to say.
It should not be still going.
And there was a rain delay, and there are a handful of Guardians fans still in that stadium. But the Cleveland Guardians are losing 5-1 going into the 9th inning to the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Royals are that team that is just 1 game behind them. So if this score stands, we will have a tie at the top of the American League Central.
What a run the Royals have been on, man. And it's not just Bobby Witt Jr., but good for, in my opinion, they've got one of the most underrated and not talked about players in Major League Baseball in second baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Like, that dude has just been raking. He raked last year. He's raking this year.
And his name is Vinny. I mean,
yeah, well, and
on.
Pasquantino, too. It's almost easy to remember because it's so unique.
Give me some cutlets right now, baby.
Come on, Pasquantino, give me a hit. And he does. Every time I see runs being scored by the Royals, I feel like he's knocking them in. So, yeah, what a run by them. And I guess the Cleveland success couldn't be sustained by home run balls now going out of the stadium because new air was passing through and taking them out, right?
Salvador Perez having another great season for them, as he always does, it seems like.
Yeah.
The Royals are sneakily one of my favorite teams because of me playing with them on MLB The Show. My player got drafted to them on my road to the show.
Well, that's cool.
Even though Bobby Witt is doing absolutely nothing for me this season right now. God, I need some help, damn it. I am carrying this Royals team right now offensively, and Bobby Witt seems like he is having one of his worst seasons in MLB The Show. Bobby
Witt,
don't
you hate when that happens?
Bobby Witt is having an unreal season in real life, and he's probably going to finish second in the MVP voting, but I do want to put some attention on the Guardians right now, because they have completely choked away this division. Is it Mariners-esque? Not quite. It wasn't 10 games.
Not as fast.
They were up 9 games, though. June 25th, they were 9 games up. They were 51-26. That is 25 games above 500. We talked a couple weeks ago how there was no dominant team this year with a 30-game above 500 record or anything like that. 35 games above 500 at this point in the season. There, we've seen that before in past seasons, some team just running away with it. Seemed like the Guardians might be that team. They are 23-27 since July 1st. They have a .223 batting average since July 1st, which is the fifth worst in the majors. Of all the division leaders in the MLB, that is the worst record, and that is the worst batting average amongst division leaders in the MLB. They have been the worst division leader since that halfway mark in the season, and a lot of their players, a lot of their hitters have just completely cooled off. Stephen Kwan, it's funny, he's still batting like .302, but
it looks great.
But in August, he's batting like .110 or something. Ooh, like that.
That's just terrible.
And I think it might be a little bit higher. It's definitely under .200.
I mean, everybody evens out, right? But that's
his July was really bad as well. I'll pull up his splits, but he has been a shell of himself over the last couple of months.
Do you see Elias Diaz too? I don't want to detract too far, but like he just signed
with the Padres.
With the Padres because he's hit like .200. He was the best hitting catcher for like the first month of the season.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that he was let go by the team, and the Rockies, as far as what they do, is a total non-factor at this point. But if you look at some other players on the Guardians as well, it's like there's a lot of dudes that have just completely cooled off. The Naylor brothers are not hitting as well. So the bats are just not working for. I mean, you want to talk about the Mariners hitting struggles? I give you the Guardians. This is not being talked. I mean, it's going to be talked about enough after tonight, because after this game, unless the Guardians could pull off a comeback here, this is, again, top of the ninth. The Royals are up to bat, looking to add some insurance runs here. But if the Guardians don't come back in this, we now have a tied AL Central.
Yep, fire Stephen Vogt. It's Stephen Vogt's fault. I'm kidding. I am honestly, I'm kind of tongue in cheek making fun of the Mariners fans that think it wasn't Scott Service's fault. Like, no, this isn't on Stephen Vogt, but I guarantee you he's probably made a couple of decisions along the way, you know, personnel wise, pinch hitting a player when he shouldn't have that probably threw the team off just a little bit.
So, Stephen Kwan, looking at his splits for August. Yeah, he's batting .198, not .110. I want to say, like, over the last 14 games or something like that, last couple of weeks, his batting average is like .110. It was something I saw today. But then, I mean, just looking at his splits from this season, his April, March, he was batting .350. He was injured in May, so he's batting .471, but that was over a 5-game sample size. June, batting .374. And then July, .250. And then August, over the 25 games that he's played in, 198. And it looks like the Royals are going to add an insurance run here as they put one across the plate. Freddie Fermin getting a single, RBI single. It's now 6-1, Royals leading the Guardians. But beginning of the season, when we were doing our divisional preview, I mean, I know that we had a hard time believing in this Guardians team because of the manager change from Terry Francona to Stephen Vogt. But man, this is, we're getting into a pre-
Now, I wouldn't say epic collapse, because we have seen some collapses in baseball. The September collapse is one of my favorite things.
No kidding.
Like a team that has like a 7, 8, 9 game lead in September and just completely fall apart. I remember the Mets doing it a couple times, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But man, the Guardians, they had this division wrapped up, it seemed like. They had led the division since April 14th is what it was. Since April 14th, they have been leading this division. And now at the most inconvenient time, you are going to lose this division.
I'm not sure which team I'd want to be a fan of more right now, the Mariners or the Guardians, because this just sounds like two different forms of torture, but both equally fitting. It's just not fun.
They're one and the same. You know, it's just it happened to the Mariners earlier, and I would say it happened quicker. You know, yeah. It was, over a 2, 1.5 month time frame where you went 10 games up to 5 games back. Where we end up with the Guardians at the end of the year, I mean, we'll find out where they are in this. It seems like the playoffs, as far as the playoff teams, are pretty locked in at this point. You want to talk about collapses. It would take a pretty epic collapse because the Red Sox are going the complete other way. They're that final team outside of the playoffs. And they've been one of the worst teams in baseball since the All-Star break. So it would take either the Twins falling apart or this Cleveland Guardians team to really fall apart, because at this point, the Royals are playing some of the best baseball in the MLB. The American League is wide open. Like, as I mentioned earlier, the Orioles and Yankees, it doesn't seem like either team wants to really take command of that division.
No.
The Guardians have completely fallen off from where they were.
No team's really stepping up and taking the lead over anybody else. There's been no blue blood this year.
Well, the two teams that are playing the best weren't even leading the division a month ago, and that's the Astros and the Royals. So yeah. It's like, at this point, who is your favorite to win the American League? Like, honestly.
There is none. I think it's up in the air.
I mean,
maybe New York. Maybe. Baltimore.
I haven't looked at the odds recently, but I can imagine that the Astros odds have gotten much better to win the division. But I don't know who you would take. Like, are you going to trust the Royals when it comes to the playoff time? The inexperienced the Royals. I mean, Seth Lugo has come back down to earth as far as pitching goes, but their offense has just been awesome. Bobby Witt has had one of the best second halves we've ever seen. So, and then the Astros, it's like the Astros I would trust to make a run in the postseason.
Yep. I mean, hell, if the Mariners, they've got 7 games against the Rangers, 7 games against the Athletics, 3 games against the Cardinals, and then 3 more against the Angels. That's like 23-20 games against pretty mediocre to crappy teams. They could go on like a 25-5 run. It's not likely, but with that schedule, it's probable.
Right now, how it looks on Vegas Insider, you know, most of the books have the Yankees as the favorite, Orioles second favorite, Astros 3. Weirdly enough, they have the Twins over the Royals and the Guardians as far as winning the pennant. It varies from book to book. Like, if you look at some of them, the Guardians and the Twins have the same odds. The Guardians have a little bit better. So, I mean, granted, that division is the closest division race. It's a 3-team race at this point. There is no other division in baseball. I mean, besides the NL West, but I feel like the Dodgers are going to end up pulling that one out. But gosh, it's the American League. Have fun trying to predict who's going to come out of that, come out of the American League and win that pennant this year. Because the teams that were great to start the year are very mediocre right now.
At least nobody can bitch that when a wild card team drops a division winner in the playoffs again, that like, oh, they shouldn't even have the opportunity to lose because there are no great blue blood teams like we thought there were last season.
All I know is don't trust the Twins when it comes to the playoffs.
Well, and really,
that is the one team that I will say will not win the American League is the Twins. That's especially fair. If they face the Yankees in the playoffs.
No
we
way.
Know the history of those two teams and how that goes. But gosh, I mean, buckle up. Still a lot to be decided
in the American League and these MLB playoffs before we get to October. And buckle up, because we got fair or foul next?
Question mark? Let's do your game. I've got one fair or foul question. I'll throw my fair or foul out there. It's a fun one. I'll try to stump you, but then we can do your planned game as well.
Okay. Yes, I have a game I played earlier today, so I will have to throw these questions to you, because
I like it.
You know, I already played it. That'd be cheating. But who doesn't love trying to figure out what are the mascots, what are the team names for minor league teams?
Oh, this is a fun game. I love this game.
We'll do that next here. Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan, but first, Schultzy, Sports Center update. I think Jordan Schultz almost just died.
I almost broke FCC regulations there. That was...
Oh, God. I think you were in the middle of your update, and yep. I checked ESPN. I'm like, oh, all right, Mariners scored 1-0. And I found the highlight of Victor Robles stealing every base he could and throwing an error. I'm like, all right, sweet.
Yeah.
And then I literally just started paying attention to your update, and that's when you had mentioned that Jose Siri hit a 2-run go-ahead home run in the top of the 7th inning.
I looked up and saw him running around the bases, and I just, oh, my God, this sucks. Well... they're only down by a run. It's not like they can't come back. They were, you know, down 5-1 last Friday and won it in extras. But damn it, stop giving up late inning home runs.
Yeah. Who feels worse at this moment in time, Mariners fans or Guardians fans? Because it is official. The Kansas City Royals are now tied for first place in the American League Central after winning their third consecutive game against Cleveland. Again, the Guardians, a 9-game lead. On June 25th.
I wow. mean, that's, yeah, once again, not as fast as the Mariners, but almost likely as painful for Guardians fans.
All right, let's try and lighten the mood here. I'm going to give you four options here. Do you want to try and guess the AAA team names, the AA team names, the high A, or single A team names?
Let's go like single or double A, because I feel like I know too many AAA names from playing too much MLB The Show. So I don't really want to just make this not fun. I'd rather look like an idiot a couple of times.
All right, we'll go double A. Yeah, because when I did this earlier today, I did worst on the single A teams. That was the one where I sucked at. Triple A, double A. I think I did the best in double A, but those were the two where I was like feeling pretty comfortable. But when it got to the single A teams, it was not happening. All right. I got four choices for you. 10 questions. Hartford, are they the grassy geckos, the lawn llamas, turf toads, or yard goats?
They're not the Whalers. I know that. That's the old hockey team name.
This is the Rockies double A team.
It's the yard toad. They'll go with that.
Yard goats?
The yard goats, excuse me.
Okay, because there's the turf toads and the yard goats.
No, I want to go yard goats.
That is correct.
Yard goats. You got to throw. There is a team name with a goat somewhere. That's, yeah, there you go.
All right, New Hampshire, the Blue Jays AA team. Is it the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Little Jays, Minutemen, or Ski Jumpers? The New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Little Jays.
I'm going to go Minutemen.
The Minutemen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Fisher Cats.
Oh, you jerk. You just wanted to say your own name.
That's an awesome team name, if I do say so myself.
Hey-o.
Altoona. The Pittsburgh Pirates, double A team. Is Altoona in Pennsylvania?
I believe it is. It Altoona, is. Pennsylvania.
Blair County, population of 49,000. Where is that near? I mean, I would
near Myanus, Pennsylvania,
near Pittsburgh.
Right? that is a town in Pennsylvania. Jackass to me.
Myanus,
famous episode there. Yeah.
I have been to Pennsylvania a couple of times, and I saw plenty of Amish people. That was fun.
Yes, actually, when I drove through Pennsylvania, the one time in my life that I have, we stopped in Hershey to go to Hershey Park.
Hey, I went to Hershey Park a couple times
Hell
in my
yeah.
life. Let's
there,
go.
And there were a lot of Amish people going to Hershey Park.
Yes, yes.
It's like, whoa, this is your entertainment. All right, cool.
Hershey Park is awesome, man.
Hershey Park is
Hershey
fun.
Park is the balls.
Did you make your own chocolate bar?
No.
What the hell are you doing?
No, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can go in, you can stuff it with like candy bits or pretzel bits. I think I did pretzel bits. Yeah.
Have you ever had a Hershey bar? I believe it is a Take 5 bar?
Yes, a Take 5. I remember.
That's the one with pretzels in it, I believe.
Pretzels, caramel, and chocolate, right?
I haven't had a Take Five in a while. I need to make that happen. That was one of those go-to, like, stoner trips to 7-Eleven at the end of the night where I was just getting a Mountain Dew, some sort of chips, and then usually a Take Five bar.
See, for me, the Reese's Fast Break, that was my candy bar of choice.
The pretzel was a game changer.
Having
the saltiness of the pretzel with the caramel and peanut butter and chocolate.
You get that nougat with a pretzel, too. Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. Altoona. Aerobats, Alleghenies, Curve, or Tunas?
The Alleghenies.
The Alleghenies? It's the Curve.
Damn it. I should know that. I've heard that before. The Altoona Curve, yeah.
Amarillo. The D-backs. Are they the armadillos, the Amarillo armadillos, the desert rats, the sod poodles, or yellow bellies?
Well, yellow bellies isn't going to happen. Desert rats.
It is the sod poodles.
What is a sod poodle? See, now we're starting to get obscure, dude. I've never heard of a sod poodle once in my life.
The Erie Engineers, Canals, Ghosts, or Sea Wolves? This is the Tigers.
The Sea Wolves.
It is the Sea Wolves.
Yeah, I was like, I think Erie Water, I think I've heard that one before.
Wichita. This is the Minnesota Twins team. Are they the Wichita Eagles, the Wichita Twisters, the Wichita Warlocks, or the Wichita Wind Surge?
If I used my, 50...
I do know this one from MLB The Show. Also,
dang it! If I used my 50...
going through the farm system with my Royals, man.
I mean, if I use my 50-50, it'd have to be Twister or Wind Surge. I'm gonna go Twister.
It is the Wind Surge.
Damn it! See, that's what they do to you on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They give you the most obvious options in the 50-50, and then you're left between those two, and you still get it wrong.
Akron, are they the Archers, the Canal Cats, the Riveters, or the Rubber Ducks?
The last one, Roughnecks, Rough Riders,
Rubber Ducks.
Excuse me.
not exactly a Rough Rider, but
close enough.
It is the Rubber Ducks.
Hey, there we go. None of the other ones sounded like an Akron team.
Okay. This one is just trolling me. The Binghamton. Do you know what Binghamton, do you just know what the Binghamton's team name is without me even saying?
No. No, I don't. Binghamton.
I'm annoyed that they put this as one of the options. Binghamton Bitcoins. I
know.
Binghamton Blue Jays, Binghamton Michelangelos, or the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
That's
an easy one. The Rumble Ponies. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I did not make this. This totally. Quiz was powered by Sporkle. Send your letters and your complaints to Sporkle. Okay. Richmond. Are they the Flying Squirrels, Foxhounds, Governors, or River Rafters?
Flying Squirrels?
That is correct.
Yes! That just seems so minor league.
Rocket City. What is Rocket City? Is that an actual city?
Come on, bro. Haven't you ever been to the world of Pokemon?
I know. It legitimately sounds like. They're located in Madison, Alabama. Weirdly enough, they are the Angels AA affiliate out in Alabama.
No, the Mariners have one in Arkansas. They're AA affiliates out there. Okay. I think that's where it's the Southwest League or whatever that AA league is. I think a lot of teams, AA affiliates are out there.
All right. And you'll probably know this once you hear the team name. The Fightin' Flotsam, the Joustin' Jetsam, Sporkle, what are you doing?
What?
The Dumpster Divers or the Trash Pandas?
The Dumpster Divers.
It's the Trash Pandas, dude.
Oh, of course it's the Trash Pandas.
That's just like the Flying Squirrels. I mean, or the Rumble Ponies. That is a classic right there.
Should know that.
And Hartford. Oh, yeah, we already got through this. All right.
No, we did Hartford already.
Yeah, we got through it. We're through the 10. I ran out of time, so it wouldn't give me the exact score of what you got right and wrong because they basically counted the last four as wrong.
I probably...
We'll give you a solid 5 out of 10.
Yeah, no, I missed at least 4. So,
dude, some of the single A teams I have like never heard of. There's the high A and then the single A, and yeah, some of the single A ones where I am like I was shocked that they called some of them these names. So
Rays just hit another home run. By the way, top 8, 3-1 lead for the Rays over the Mariners.
Someone on the text line says that's not how you say Binghamton.
No, it's Binghamton.
Binghamton?
Binghamton.
I did not know that. I'm just pronouncing it the way that it looks.
Right. That's okay. When I moved to Massachusetts.
I'm going back to first, second grade here. Just pronouncing the words as I see them.
If you go to Massachusetts, you will fail by doing that, just so you know.
It reminds me of the Instagram reels of that guy that he's like trying to teach someone how to speak English.
And then he's like, what's this word? And it's like, ear. Okay, so we put a B in front of it. How do you pronounce this? Beer? Beer.
No, it's bear.
No, it's bear.
Dumbass.
Because of the B? All right, so we take away the B, and we put a P in front of it. What is the word?
Pier?
Pier?
No, that's pear.
No. It's pear.
Because of the P.
Because of the P.
And then you put the B back, and then you put a D at the end, and now it's not like bear, it's beard.
I can't imagine what it's like learning English. So, Bradenton? They are the Marauders. Kannapolis. Oh God. They are the Cannonballers. We do know what Modesto is. Do we know what Modesto? I do.
The Modesto Nuts.
That is correct.
Yeah,
it is the Modesto Nuts.
I think those are still an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. That is why I know that.
They are the Mariners single A minor league.
If
team.
I don't know the Mariners teams, it's the Modesto Nuts, the Arkansas Travelers in double A, the Tacoma Rainiers in triple A. Yeah, it's pretty sad if I can't name those.
Fort Myers is the Mighty Muscles. Like muscles, like the clams.
Oh, yeah. You lost me for a second. I'm like, hold on. Wait, what?
Well, the other option that they had was like the scrappy scallops or something like that.
What the hell are we talking about?
But the fact that they're even the Mighty Muscles is, I want to see what their like logo looks like.
Hell yeah!
Like the what is it? The Montgomery Biscuits.
Yes, the biscuits.
Oh, dude! And sure enough, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles is just an absolute jacked muscle, like coming out of its shell with a baseball bat. That is one of the best minor league logos I've ever seen.
They must have some
like
fun.
This dude is
jerseys.
Roided up for sure.
Of course, he has to be.
If you have not seen the Fort Myers and my Mighty Muscles logo, do that immediately because that is awesome. Jupiter, Florida. Are they the astronomers, hammerheads, dolphins, or moons?
No, the moons.
They're the not the moons.
No,
they're the hammerheads.
Damn it,
Columbia. This is the Royals.
Yeah, I don't know.
This one made the most, like, once I saw it, I was like, all right, this makes the most sense because I've been there. Butterflies, ladybugs, fireflies, or love bugs?
Love bugs?
They are the fireflies. They have fireflies in Columbia, Missouri.
Why? I wanted to go with that, but Love Bugs sounded more minor league-esque.
Love Bugs would be...
That would be a team name.
That'd be solid. I will give you that.
I'm pretty sure there's like a minor league team out there that's named like the B-52s. Like, there are some wacky ones.
Rancho Cucamonga. Is it the Cucarachas? The Cucarachas.
Speaking of wacky ones.
The Relaxos. The Quakes or the Wine Tasters?
The Quakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, they're not going to allow.
Because that's not the most ridiculous one of that.
Well, and it's a little politically, just a tiny bit politically incorrect.
Tampa, are they the Tarpons, the Tilapias, Toucans, or Tropics?
The Toucans?
They are the Tarpons, which I'm guessing is some sort of fish.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Augusta? In Georgia, are they the Birdies, the Eagles, the Gophers, or the Green Jackets?
Are they really the Green Jackets?
They are
they
really
the
Green
Jackets.
They have
to be. Jackets, I mean, if I'm hearing Augusta and Green Jacket and they aren't going together, then I'm in an alternate universe.
I understand what they're doing with the Birdies and Eagles reference, but the Green Jackets, I mean, that is the go-to right
that's
there.
That's clutch. Yeah. I do like that. I think that's probably like one of my new favorite minor league team names.
And then last but not least, Salem. This is the Boston Red Sox affiliate. Are they the Black Cats, the Psychics, the Witches, or the Red Sox?
Oh, they're the Witches, baby. Because it's Salem, Massachusetts.
No, they are not, because they are the Boston Red Sox, and they are one of the worst franchises of all time, and I hate them probably more than any other MLB team. They just simply name them the Red Sox as well. Because they love themselves
that much.
You mean they
do the same thing as their AAA team that was in Pawtucket, moved to Worcester, which looks like it's Worcester. So if you go to Mass and you're trying to read that name, good luck.
It's Worcester?
It is spelled Worcester, and it is pronounced Worcester. It'll confuse the hell out of you. So another Massachusetts thing, Boston thing to piss you off. But yeah, the Red Sox are not creative whatsoever.
I had a really, like, last night it was a come to fruition moment, again, because of MLB The Show, where I was playing the Red Sox, and I was like, I hate the Red Sox. I cannot stand them. Anything about them. All right, let's put a bow on this show. Next, the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. On the subject of minor league teams,
There was one team over the weekend that introduced their new bat dog. Did you see this, Jordan?
I did not.
So the Clearwater Threshers, which are the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, their bat dog, Layla, 13-year-old golden retriever, she is hanging up the paws. She is retiring from her duties as
no
bat
more
dog.
Lola.
Layla.
Layla.
Do not disrespect Layla. Layla. But her replacement is her little sister, Lucy May. Lucy
That's
May
cute.
Took the field for her first ever game as bat dog. And it was one of the most glorious things I had ever seen because she proceeded to run right past the bat, took a little detour into the visiting team's dugout. So just went into their dugout and hung out for a little bit. She had a case of the zoomies. We've seen it happen.
Uh-huh.
Right? It happens to the best of them. But she went into the visiting team's dugout, ran out of their dugout, ran around the infield for a little bit, then went and just dropped a heater right in the middle of the infield and took a big dump right next to the pitching mound. And there is video. There is glorious video of this entire incident. And it is one of the best things I have ever seen. Like, the bat dog is, you know, fantastic in its own right, but seeing it go completely wrong and this dog just not giving an F about the bat at all and having just a wide open space to run around and do whatever it wants. And the great thing is like they try to entice her, like they try to pick up the bat and like throw it again. Like, here you go, Lucy May, get the stick. And they throw the bat to try and entice, and she kind of goes after it, but then bails on it again. And then she goes and just drops trow right in the middle of the infield. One of the best things I have ever seen.
Is that a fart?
No, it was more than a fart.
Oh, it was a dump. Big dump. And this is all happening as the pitcher is trying to, like, warm up also. They put her on the leash, and she got off the leash somehow. Oh, no. They put her on the leash and tried to train her again. Like, hey, go and get the bat. And then she just takes off.
She's not listening, guys.
Goes to the pitcher. She sees that he has a ball in his hand. So that gets her attention right away as well. But at this point, she had already, just if you find the video
it's
out
done.
There, it's around the 40-second mark. Just goes, takes a quick trip on the outfield, lays some fertilizer, which I'm sure is good for the field as well.
Hey, you know. helps that grass grow faster, right? God.
Good for Lucy May, living her best life out there.
Is living your best life really going out and taking a dump in the middle of everything? I know it's a dog we're talking about, but come on.
Yes.
Okay.
Good for her. I just love how this pitcher is like trying to warm up and is like, trying to just like, all right, this is very serious. All right, I'm trying to make a major league roster here. I'm in single A. I need to perform my best. Like, how do you not just like be like, all right, you guys, I can't do this tonight.
Like, can somebody move the dog poop, please? I would like to breathe like fresh air while I warm up. Appreciate that. Thank you.
This dog, oh gosh. And then they had to put her down because of the whole incident. Because of it, they just said, no, sorry.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, what? Because she pooped on the field? That sounds like Russia, not America.
Right. Yeah. So, sorry, Lucy. She's only 10 months old, okay?
Oh, well, you see, you said younger sister. You didn't say how old the dog was. Yeah, they're not very trained yet.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about like a 3 or a 4-year-old. No,
nope.
10 months?
No, nope,
still technically a puppy.
Yeah, she's super excited. Whether she returns as the bat dog, we'll see. But thank God for Lucy May. And her wonderful poops. That's a good girl. Who's a good girl? So Lucy May, we don't know if she's going to be back as the bat dog for the Clearwater Threshers. But Patrick Harris will be back next week, fresh off of Dave Matthews' Bend trip and the Gorge trip, where Jordan Schultz will also be.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully you both come back in one piece. And don't smoke the joints that are given to you. Roll your own. Bring your own stash. And if anybody offers you anything, do not take it. All
nope.
Right?
Nope. Only mine.
That's what Dare, the tiger, the lion said or whatever. All right. For Jordan Schultz, thank you as always, sir.
Thank you, brother.
I'm Joe Fisher. Thank you for listening to The Hot Corner. And we will catch you all next Tuesday. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.